A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The women hurried away from the tomb, half overjoyed, half fearful, and ran to carry the good news to his disciples. Suddenly, without warning, Jesus stood before them and said, "Peace." The women came up and embraced his feet and did an homage. At this, Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Go and carry the news to my brothers that they are to go to Galilee, where they will see me." As the women were returning, some of the guard went into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. They, in turn, convened with the elders and worked out their strategy, giving the soldiers a large bribe with the instructions, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him while we were asleep.' If any word of this gets to the procurator, we will straighten it out with him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers pocketed the money and did as they had been instructed. This is the story that circulates among the Jews to this very day. The Gospel of the Lord. Do not be afraid. Easier said than done. The women left the tomb, half overjoyed, half fearful. They had come face to face with the angel of the Lord. They had experienced a violent earthquake. And yet twice they were exhorted to not be afraid, first by the angel, and then the Lord himself appeared to him and said, "Do not be afraid." How did they do that? Everyone was against them. The Romans had crucified their Lord. Their own Jewish leaders had turned Jesus in to be killed. And yet we know that they still went forward bravely to preach the truth of the resurrection. Maybe not totally fearless, but nevertheless, they must have taken Jesus' words to heart, "Be not afraid." They went forth and preached the good news that Jesus had conquered death for all of us and redeemed us from our sins. I started thinking of all the times I've been afraid, and I noticed that when I was fearful, it was about something that might happen. I was afraid of an event that had not yet taken place, but that I thought could possibly happen. When I was a young mother, I was fearful that something would happen to my children, that they would get hurt or injured, and I wouldn't be there to care for them. As I've grown older, I began to fear that poor health or illness would come and prevent me from living a productive life. Not all fears have to be negative. Fears can cause us to take precautions, to look after our health, to exercise, see doctors regularly. As adults, we begin to understand this. But sometimes, even as adults, we can let fear overwhelm us, keep us from doing something new and exciting, or keep us from sharing God's love because we are afraid of how it will affect our relationship with that person. Or perhaps it might send us into dangerous situations, such as missionaries face when they are in war-torn countries or places where drug cartels are doing business. Or it might not be quite as dramatic. Maybe we're fearful of talking to a coworker that seems unapproachable. I have an adult daughter who stopped attending church, any church, and I've been fearful about initiating that conversation to her as to why. But what am I fearful of? Losing her love? Do I not really trust that our bond of love is so strong I can talk to her about this? Today's gospel, Jesus has told me, "Be not afraid. Spread my good news." I can try to listen to her concerns and maybe help her find answers. Should we let fear dictate our lives and keep us from experiencing just because of what might happen? The Jewish elders spread the story that Jesus' disciples had taken his body and had hidden it. But Jesus' disciples didn't let that fear that they would be ridiculed or denounced as liars stop them from spreading the truth. I've often been amazed that such a small group of disciples were able to spread the truth of Christianity to the whole world. It could only be done through the power of God and the fact that it was the truth. How did Jesus' early disciples put aside their fears? The unthinkable had happened. Their beloved Lord was taken from them. And yet he came back and gave them physical proof of his resurrection. He had walked with them on earth, wrapped them in his unconditional love for 3 wonderful years. We, his later disciples, don't have that physical experience to belay our fears. We do not have the memories of physically seeing our Lord on earth. But he did not leave us alone or empty or wanting. He left us his word and his Eucharist. He is with us in the real presence of the Eucharist. He has made it possible for us to be with him. What do we have to fear? He has conquered death and has opened the doors to eternal life. Be not afraid, for I am with you always.